Welcome to Journal Club. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Agents. Autonomous agents. Agentic AI. These buzzwords are everywhere right now. They're crammed into every pitch deck and news report and job listing. They're being used in so many ways and in so many contexts, it's like they're starting to lose all meaning. The paper we're looking at today is all about agentic AI, how it works towards complex goals, and what the state of the art looks like. But before we get into any of that, I think we should back up and start with a definition. We all need to get on the same page about what an agent actually is and what it's not. For that, we're going to turn to what I and many others consider to be the Bible of artificial intelligence, a textbook called Artificial Intelligence, A Modern Approach by Stuart Russell and Peter Norvig. I'm using the pink version, the fourth edition, and as I type this, I'm opening it to page 36, and I quote, "An agent is anything that can be viewed as perceiving its environment through sensors and acting upon that environment through actuators." That's it. That's the whole definition. Russell and Norvig go on to give examples of how agents could be humans, or could be robots, or could be software, but I want to stay with the core pieces of their definition for a minute. We can call something an agent if it exists in an identifiable environment, it perceives its environment through sensors, and it acts upon its environment through actuators. If we want to go a step further and define an autonomous agent, we'd only need to add one more checkbox. It can do all the above on its own without meaningful direction. We'll get into much more nuance on that later, but that definition is good enough for now. Note that autonomous doesn't necessarily mean probabilistic or even using AI. Technically speaking, something can be autonomous and deterministic. That being said, generally when people use the term autonomous, they do mean some kind of AI. And for the rest of this episode, we'll be focusing primarily on the parts of autonomy that are the emergent behaviors of AI. So, with that checklist and definition in hand, let's turn to today's paper. In this article, the authors walk us through how agentic AI differs from the AI systems that came before it, and why it matters from an engineering perspective. This is not a paper that introduces a new model or algorithm, it is a consolidation effort. The authors focus on defining the technical characteristics of agentic AI systems, surveying their architectures and operational mechanics, comparing them systematically to traditional and generative AI approaches, and outlining the technical, ethical, and governance challenges that emerge when moving from task-oriented models to autonomous, goal-driven agents. It is written with an eye toward system builders, people who will be responsible for specifying, implementing, and supervising autonomous systems operating in dynamic and unpredictable environments. On today's episode, we're going to follow along with this paper and stay close to what the authors actually did. We'll show how they structured the field, how they framed the technical requirements for agentic AI, and how they connected those requirements to architectures, methodologies, applications, and known technical challenges. Let's start by diving into the more expanded definition that the authors put forward to separate classical AI from agentic AI. Unlike classical AI, which typically operates within tightly bounded task definitions, agentic AI systems are expected to manage goals that are either loosely specified or that require dynamic reinterpretation based on new information. Unlike generative AI, which can synthesize novel content but remains largely passive in its output generation, responding rather than initiating, agentic AI models are goal-driven. They initiate plans, reallocate resources, and modify strategies without needing external prompts at every decision point. The authors explicitly set agentic AI apart from earlier paradigms by focusing on three properties: autonomy, adaptability, and goal-centered operation. Autonomy here does not merely mean the ability to function without direct supervision. It refers to the system's ability to define intermediate objectives, select among strategies, and resolve trade-offs in real time. Adaptability refers to the system's resilience to shifts in its operational environment without requiring manual retraining or reprogramming. Goal-centered operation means that the system's behavior is structured around achieving defined objectives that can change form or priority based on evolving circumstances. They also position agentic AI relative to reinforcement learning systems and classical agents, as the term used to be used. While reinforcement learning, quote-unquote, agents can adapt their actions based on environmental feedback, they are typically optimized for fixed reward structures within relatively stable environments. Agentic AI systems, by contrast, are designed to pursue goals whose definitions, constraints, or rewards may shift over time, and which may not always be directly specified or fully observable at any given moment. Importantly, the authors emphasize that agentic AI development is not simply an extension of conventional AI scaling strategies. It's not about making models bigger or datasets larger. It requires new design principles, modular goal architectures, dynamic planning mechanisms, integrated context awareness, and built-in capacity for mid-course corrections. They are clear that achieving agentic behavior is an architectural and algorithmic challenge, not just a matter of training larger models. As an extension of the three properties above, the authors organize their survey around three core technical pillars: reinforcement learning, goal-oriented architectures, and adaptive control mechanisms. These are not presented as ancillary features, but as the irreducible building blocks required for any system that wants to exhibit real agentic behavior. The first pillar is reinforcement learning. The authors position RL as the fundamental substrate that allows agentic systems to engage with environments dynamically, pursue complex reward structures, and modify their policies over time without requiring explicit reprogramming. Unlike supervised learning, which maps static inputs to outputs, reinforcement learning supports continuous feedback loops that are essential for adapting to shifting goals and operational contexts. In this framing, RL is not a nice-to-have optimization tool. It is a prerequisite for any system expected to function without constant human oversight in environments that do not stay still. The second pillar is goal-oriented architectural design. Agentic systems must operate over structured goal hierarchies, not flat, single-stage tasks. This architectural requirement means that systems must not only pursue a goal, but must be able to decompose complex objectives into subgoals, prioritize between them, and dynamically reassemble new plans as contexts evolve. Without modular goal management, an AI can exhibit local optimization without any coherent long-term behavior. This goal decomposition and restructuring capability is what allows agentic AI to survive in domains where the environment is not just dynamic, but often adversarial or incomplete. The third pillar is adaptive control mechanisms. Agentic systems cannot rely on static models of the world. Instead, they must be able to detect environmental changes, assess whether those changes impact their current strategies, and recalibrate accordingly. Adaptive control in this context does not just refer to parameter tuning inside a neural network. It includes mechanisms for broader behavioral adaptation, such as altering exploration-exploitation balances, reconfiguring resource allocations, and modifying action selection policies based on real-time context feedback. The paper goes into a detailed breakdown of a number of domains where agentic AI is already in use. Across these domains, the common thread is the unsuitability of static or narrowly reactive AI systems. Where goals evolve, contexts change rapidly, and action must be taken under uncertainty, agentic architectures provide an operational framework that is fundamentally better aligned to real-world complexity. In complex systems, there are a few architectural patterns and forms that this could take: multi-agent systems, hierarchical reinforcement learning, and goal-oriented modular architectures. Each approach reflects a different strategy for managing complexity, autonomy, and adaptability in dynamic environments. Multi-agent systems, MAS, divide complex tasks among multiple autonomous agents that either collaborate or compete toward achieving a broader objective. This approach is particularly effective when problems can be decomposed into smaller subtasks that can be managed independently. Agents in an MAS may operate with localized perspectives, coordinating through negotiation or emergent behaviors, rather than relying on centralized control. Examples include disaster response simulations, where agents manage logistics across geographically dispersed regions, dynamically reassigning resources as conditions evolve. Hierarchical reinforcement learning, HRL, introduces structured layers into decision-making. A high-level agent defines sub-goals, while subordinate agents specialize in executing specific policies to achieve them. The key advantage is efficiency. By breaking down long-horizon tasks into intermediate milestones, HRL systems can accelerate learning and maintain better generalization across varied scenarios. In dynamic environments, this architecture enables an agent to adapt strategies at multiple temporal resolutions, handling both immediate contingencies and longer-term objectives without requiring full retraining. Goal-oriented modular architectures approach adaptability by isolating functionality into discrete, swappable modules, each responsible for a subset of behaviors or competencies. Instead of monolithic policy networks, these systems flexibly combine modules to address the task at hand. This modularity supports reusability and composability, allowing systems to be updated or extended without catastrophic forgetting. An agent operating under a modular design can integrate new capabilities or adjust decision-making pipelines dynamically as goals and environment shift. Across architectural strategies, there have been meaningful advancements in learning techniques that are critical to agentic behavior. Reasoning and planning frameworks are increasingly integrated into agents, enabling them to anticipate outcomes, prioritize competing objectives, and modify plans based on evolving conditions. Agents are also being equipped with the ability to interact with external tools and APIs during operation. This extension beyond internal policy optimization allows them to perform real-time lookups, execute remote computations, or trigger third-party systems as part of their goal pursuit. Memory mechanisms represent another frontier. Systems are incorporating both episodic memory for recalling specific past experiences and semantic memory for maintaining structured knowledge about the environment. These capabilities support context-aware decision-making and allow agents to improve long-term performance by accumulating operational history. Retrieval-augmented generation, RAG, architectures are being adapted to agentic systems to dynamically fetch external knowledge at runtime. Instead of relying solely on pre-trained parameters, agents can query large knowledge repositories, adapt to evolving information landscapes, and generate contextually enriched outputs. This retrieval capability is especially useful when agents must operate in domains characterized by rapidly changing data or shifting operational baselines. Instruction fine-tuning techniques have also been emphasized. Agents trained with multi-step instruction sets are able to interpret complex human commands, reason through procedural dependencies, and autonomously sequence actions without requiring continuous human intervention. Fine-tuning on diverse instruction sets improves robustness across tasks and enhances an agent's ability to disambiguate vague or incomplete directives in real-world deployments. Each of these methodologies addresses different aspects of the core challenges in agentic AI. Autonomy over complex goal spaces, dynamic adaptability to uncertain environments, and operational resilience under incomplete information. Rather than converging on a single canonical design, current best practices favor hybrid systems that combine these techniques selectively based on domain demands and system constraints. But it's not all sunshine and roses. The paper identifies a series of technical obstacles that remain unsolved. These challenges are not theoretical. They impact the ability of agentic systems to function reliably in complex real-world settings where conditions, goals, and resources fluctuate dynamically. The first major issue is goal alignment. In traditional AI systems, goals are externally specified and static. Agentic systems must formulate and revise goals independently over time. Without explicit intervention, misaligned or emergent goal structures can arise. These misalignments are not limited to extreme cases like reward hacking. More commonly, they manifest as subtle deviations, where a system optimizes proxies that diverge from true intent. Existing techniques like inverse reinforcement learning and cooperative inverse reinforcement learning provide partial mitigation, but struggle when goal structures are multidimensional, context-sensitive, or subject to cultural and ethical variability. Environmental adaptability represents the second core challenge. Most reinforcement learning agents are optimized for specific training distributions. They perform poorly when operational conditions drift beyond those bounds. Agentic systems are expected to maintain operational competency even when the underlying data distribution shifts in unpredictable ways. This demands real-time model adaptation capabilities that remain computationally tractable. Techniques like meta-learning and dynamic model recalibration offer some pathways forward, but introduce significant system complexity and increase the risk of destabilization under rapid environmental transitions. Resource constraints further complicate deployment. Highly autonomous systems require continuous sensing, adaptive planning, and large-scale inference under strict latency constraints. Achieving this in power-limited, memory-limited, or bandwidth-constrained environments is non-trivial. The reinforcement learning training cycles required for adaptive systems are also computationally expensive, often requiring hundreds or thousands or millions of simulated interactions before achieving acceptable behavior. Inference optimizations like model pruning, quantization, and edge computation offloading are necessary but introduce trade-offs that can impact decision quality. Scalability presents the final major technical bottleneck. In theory, modularity and hierarchical architectures allow agentic systems to scale across tasks, environments, and objectives. In practice, emergent interdependencies between modules, shared resources, and goal prioritization processes become increasingly difficult to coordinate as system complexity grows. Decentralized and federated approaches offer partial solutions, but introduce new risks related to coordination failure, inconsistent world modeling, and conflicting local optimizations. The article stresses that these technical challenges are deeply intertwined. Efforts to improve one dimension, such as adaptability, often exacerbate problems in another, such as resource consumption or stability. Solving them will require new architectural patterns, training regimes, and system-level design principles that treat autonomy, adaptation, efficiency, and safety not as independent targets, but as tightly coupled engineering constraints. And for what it's worth, we didn't even touch on the social and environmental issues here. We didn't have time, but there are a lot of them. From accountability, to safety, to bias and fairness, to transparency, privacy and security, regulatory, legal compliance, to governance, the list goes on. If you'd like to dive deeper on any of those subjects, make sure to download the PDF. Overall, this paper treats agentic AI as a real engineering domain, not a speculative ambition. The field is early, the operational standards are not yet fully mature, but the trajectory is clear. As AI systems move from reactive tools to strategic agents, the pressure will shift from optimizing isolated tasks to engineering durable, adaptable, accountable systems capable of navigating multi-objective, multi-environment realities. This article functions less as a final word and more as a technical map for where the demands are headed next. For those who want to go deeper, I, as I mentioned, recommend downloading the full PDF. It walks through the architectural approaches, evaluation benchmarks, and governance frameworks in much greater technical detail than we had time to cover here. If you're working on adaptive systems, autonomous agents, or even just evaluating where your current AI stack might fall short under real-world volatility, the tables, case studies, and methodological breakdowns in the paper will be particularly useful for you. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.